little more than a decent spirit, somewhat shunted to the side. It is the best possible position for detective work. Forgive him, then, if he takes mild pleasure in conjunction of dates. John F. Kennedy had made his declaration concerning the moon not 6 weeks before Hemingway was dead. The nation, Kennedy decided, should commit itself to achieving the goal, before this decade is out, of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the earth. This is a new ocean, and I believe the United States must sail upon it. Presumably the moon was not listening. But if, in fact, she were the receiving and transmitting station of all lunacy, then she had not been ignoring the nation since. Four assassinations later, a war in Vietnam later, a burning of black ghettos later, hippies, drugs, and many student uprisings later, one Democratic convention in Chicago 7 years later, one New York school strike later, one sexual revolution later, yes, 8 years of a dramatic, near catastrophic, outright spooky decade later, we were ready to make the moon. It was a decade so unbalanced in relation to previous American history that Aquarius, who had begun it by stabbing his second wife in 1960, was to finish by running in a Democratic primary for mayor of New York during the hottest May and June he could ever recall. In 60 days, he must have made 300 speeches. He appeared on more radio and television than he could remember, walked streets, shook hands, sometimes 2,000 or 3,000 hands a day, worked 14 hours a day, often 16, went on 4 and 5 hours sleep, and awoke on many a morning with the clear and present certainty that he was going to win. Norman was lazy, and politics would make him work for 16 hours a day the rest of his life. He was so guilty a man that he thought he would be elected as a fit and proper punishment for his sins. Still, he also wanted to win. He would never write again if he were mayor. The job would doubtless strain his talent to extinction. But he would have his hand on the rump of history, and Norman was not without such lust. He came in fourth, in a field of 5, and politics was behind him. He had run, when he considered it, no very remarkable race. He had obviously not had any apocalyptic ability to rustle up huge numbers of votes. He had, in fact, been left with a huge boredom about himself. He was weary of his own voice, own face, person, persona, will, ideas, speeches, and general sense of importance. He felt not unhappy, mildly depressed, somewhat used up, wise, tolerant, sad, void of vanity, even had a hint of humility. Somewhat disembodied spirit. He burned something in his soul those 8 weeks of campaigning, but he was not certain just what he might have squandered. Nonetheless, he might be in superb shape to study the flight of Apollo 11 to the moon, for he was detached this season from the imperial demands of his ego. He could think about astronauts, space, space programs, and the moon, quite free of the fact that none of these heroes, presences, and forces were by any necessity friendly to him. No. He felt like a spirit of some just-consumed essence of the past, and so finally took the liberty to christen himself Aquarius. It was the perfect name for a man who would begin the study of rockets. The water-bearer traversed the earth and breathed the air. Three elements were his medium, solid, liquid, and gas. That was kin to the rocket. Apollo 11 would leave the Earth, travel on the combustion of its liquids, and traverse space. What indeed was space but the final decompression of a gas? On such unscientific thoughts did Norman, sign of Aquarius, travel. 3. In the middle of his mayoralty campaign, a story had appeared whose small headlines stated that he would receive $1 million for doing a book about the astronauts. It was a peculiar story because the sums listed in the journalistic details added up to $450,000, and this second figure, while certainly too generous, was not vastly inaccurate. Actually, Aquarius would be lucky if he were left with any real money at all, for he was in debt from having made 3 movies, for which he had put up the cash himself, and he calculated that with the restitution of consequent borrowing,